Be opening your Bibles to the 90th Psalm, Psalms 90. We'll be reading that in just a couple of minutes. Psalm chapter 90, I'm going to begin reading with verse 4 and continue reading through verse 12. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning they are like the grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows. In the evening it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. The very first sentence that I read, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday. Yesterday is a most interesting word. Yesterday, 111 years ago, at 2:20 in the morning, the luxury liner Titanic hit an iceberg and sank, carrying to its death over 2,000 people. The nearly 3,000 people on board on that ship was probably not thinking about their yesterdays. They were thinking about their day and where they were on this floating palace. And they were thinking about their tomorrows and all the dreams that were ahead of them and the things in their life. But that yesterday took their life. Unless today is the day of your birth, you have a yesterday. Yesterdays only exist in fading memories, worn out photographs, and history books. Now yesterday, which was Saturday, I reminisced about my yesterday, which was the day before, Friday. Friday was a very unique day for me. For you see, for the very first time in my life, I am 65 years old. And I spent a lot of that day thinking about my yesterdays. There was a carnival going on in town behind the Civic Center. Some of y'all may have gone. Some of y'all may have seen it. It's been taken down today. It made me think of yesterday when I was a child, going to the fair with my parents, getting my cotton candy and my grape snow cone, riding the merry-go-round, tossing a penny into a glass, and taking home a goldfish. I thought about my yesterday when I was 18. And I was handed a piece of paper by John McCabe. He shook my hand, and I graduated high school. A few years later, I thought about another yesterday when I walked up to another man. His name was Kenneth Van Dyke. He shook my hand and gave me another piece of paper that caused me to graduate college. 2 weeks later, after that, I walked into a humongous building, shook another man's hand, signed a piece of paper, and became an employee of Universal Motorola. Yesterday, I was sitting in my car in Veterans Park, Florence, Alabama. Sitting next to me was the most beautiful young lady I had ever seen. I gave her a diamond ring and asked her to stay with me forever. And yesterday, 38 and a half years ago, she's still the most beautiful young lady in the world, and we're still together. I have three other great yesterdays, and they're all three here tonight listening to me. I've had a wonderful life of yesterdays. And I would imagine that my thinking about yesterdays and my stories of my yesterdays maybe have spurred some thinking in your mind about your yesterdays and the things that have happened to you, the important things in life. Yesterdays perhaps tell us a lot about ourselves. Tell us where we have been, what we have accomplished in life. You know, the writer of the psalm that I just read was Moses. Moses had a lot of yesterdays to think about in his life. He could have been thinking about his days living in Pharaoh's palace, where he had the absolute very best in life. His royalty. He lived in Egyptian royalty. He could have thought about his yesterday when he stood before that burning bush and was told to take his shoes off because he was standing on holy ground and he spoke to God himself. He could have thought about the days when he returned to Egypt for the Lord and secured the Israelites' release from Egyptian bondage. Or maybe his yesterday was thinking about the days in the wilderness when he led this rebellious group to the promised land. You know, as we think about yesterdays, we have to understand sometimes that our recollection of yesterdays may be imperfect. Our records could very well be flawed. Perhaps our reflections of what our yesterdays have been will cause us to make mistakes in our future. Sometimes recalling our yesterdays can be challenging because maybe we have problems remembering them exactly as they were. Tonight I want to talk about yesterday. And I want us to think about some things that our yesterdays can do to help us mold our future. It can help us through our today and help us as we go into tomorrow. You know, yesterday can be one of the finest learning centers there are if we will only use them to learn. For example, Paul, he used his yesterdays to teach the Philippians many things. And in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, listen to what he tells them. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. If there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. Now what Paul is telling these people here is all these things that you have seen come from me, you need to imitate that in your life because I'm doing the very best that I can to imitate Christ. And that's what we should all be doing in life is imitating Christ. And we can learn that from our yesterdays. Not only can we learn from our own experiences, but we can learn from others just as well. We learn from our family. This was true in the scriptures. Paul, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning with verse 13, Paul told him, but evil men and imposters will go worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, that from your childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you both wise for salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. So we learn from our families as well. We can learn also from other faithful Christians. Again, the Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. And these things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So it's a growing effect. We can learn from all of our yesterdays about Jesus Christ and put them into our lives for today. And most importantly, we can learn from God's book itself. Romans 15 and verse 4. Whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that through the patience and the comfort of his scriptures, we might have hope. You know, unlike a lot of our recollections of our yesterdays, God's word is perfect. His remembrance of yesterday is perfect, which is one of the reasons the Bible that we have today is written perfectly, because it guided the hands and the minds of those who wrote what we have today. Another thing that we learn from yesterday is that there is no living space in yesterday. Hard fact. We cannot go back to yesterday and relive it and make changes from what we have done. You can't stay there. You can't go back to a time in life that you enjoyed and stay there. You know, I remember so many times my daddy would make reference to the good old days. Some of y'all may have done the very same thing or heard coming from your parents. All life in the good old days, you know. And then he would start naming things like that 75-foot walk to the outhouse. That was good? Or maybe the fact that you had to pour oil into a lantern and somehow get a fire started, and they didn't always have matches to get light. That was good? You had to team yourself up behind a mule to pull a plow to grow the food that you eat throughout the year. That's good. But that was good old days to him. And he talked about it all the time. But you know, we can't go back there, can we? We can't go back to our good old days. I talked about going to the fair, which is one of my favorite things to do in the fall. The best thing about it was that grape snow cone. Y'all heard me mention the grape snow cone. I'm a snow cone fan. Many times, we can't even recall our yesterdays accurately. Because, and you know this, and I have learned this, that the older we get, sometimes the more we forget. And I have done that. Solomon tells us in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 10, do not say, why were the former days better than these? For you do not inquire wisely concerning this. Sometimes our yesterdays become larger in life, and the way we remember them is not really the way they happened at all. But we glamorize it, and we build it up and make it greater than it really was because, hey, that's my yesterday. And I guess we've all done that. Yesterday, many things happened to me, but I am learning now that my memory of these things are sometimes selective. For some, the memories of yesterday are very pleasant, but for others, it is a haunting experience. Many have memories and yesterdays that are filled with regret, mistakes, failures, things that they would like to forget. And it seems like maybe those are the things that we remember more so than the good things. You know, the truth of the matter is we really don't have control over our yesterdays because they're already done and past. It's just like we have no control over what happens to us at times. But we do control how we react to it. You know, James tells us in James 1 verse 2, he says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith works patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. You know, when Paul thought about his yesterdays, and when he would talk about his yesterdays, he didn't always have pleasant memories of them. In Galatians chapter 1, beginning with verse 13, he said, but you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church beyond measure and tried to destroy it, and how I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being exceedingly jealous for the traditions of my fathers. So not all of his memories were pleasant. when it comes to his yesterdays. Now, here's one more thing about yesterday. Yesterday does not control our future. And how many times do we try to get our yesterdays to control where we are going and what we are going to do? You know, there are many people who have yesterdays that are faithful to God, but their todays are not, because they no longer serve Him. Paul makes reference to this in 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. He says, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and good conscience, which some have rejected. Concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, of whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme." This passage here, by the way, tells us something else. When he makes reference to Hymenaeus and Alexander, they were Christians. That tears apart this theory of once saved, always saved, because they were delivered to Satan. Children of God were delivered to Satan. This fact has happened many times to children of God. In fact, the Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews chapter 6, beginning with verse 4, "It is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit." What's he describing here? People who are Christians and have tasted the good word of God and the powers that come to age, if they fall away and renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. But then we have some people who are like Paul, who had a yesterday that was unpleasant. His yesterdays were evil, but yet he is not evil today. And he makes reference to this in 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning with verse 13. He says, "Although I was formerly a blasphemer," which, by the way, was the same thing that Hymenaeus and Alexander did, that they were delivered to Satan for, "a persecutor, an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Jesus Christ. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Now, what this is basically telling us is that it doesn't matter about your yesterdays when it comes to God. He will forgive you of your yesterdays regardless of how bad they were. But we do need to understand that God is a God of today. He is not a God of yesterday. You know, yesterday will tell us how we arrived at the point we are right now. Today will tell us where we are. We don't have tomorrow yet, so we really don't know what it will bring us. The truth is that we can plan our tomorrows on our yesterdays, but sometimes that doesn't work out well. If your yesterdays have been difficult, if your yesterdays have spiritually destroyed your soul, don't look to yesterday for your tomorrow. Look to Jesus. Jesus can relieve all of that. He can move you in the right direction. He can help you change your tomorrow. Through faith in Him, repentance of your sins, acknowledging Him as the Son of God, being baptized for the remission of your sins, you can have a tomorrow that is not based on your yesterdays, but is based upon the grace of God who has given this to you. And Christian friend, if your yesterdays have gotten you off track as a child of God, you need to use your today to fix that, to repent of that, so that your tomorrow will be pleasant. Don't live in yesterday. Come to Jesus today and let Him give you tomorrow. If you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand as we stand.